You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand on 720 WGN. Pat O'Brien is a former assistant state's attorney and assistant attorney general and a Cook County judge, and now he's a candidate. He's running as a Republican to unseat Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox. He joins us now. Mr. O'Brien, thanks very much for taking time to talk to us.
Steve, thank you for having me, and I want to say thank you to everybody who's listening.
Give me one principal reason, the number one reason why voters should choose you and should choose to unseat Kim Fox.
The state's attorney is the only person that can enforce the state laws, criminal laws in this county. Kim Fox has made us less safe as a community because she doesn't enforce the laws, and she's made us less safe because she doesn't give a voice to victims, some of whom can't speak for themselves since they've been killed.
All right, so what is it that you can bring to the office that she hasn't?
It's experience, and it's judgment, and it's integrity. I've sat in every one of the seats in a courtroom that a person can sit in. I've been a prosecutor, a defense attorney, and I've sat as a judge and listened to criminal cases. So I bring a perspective that she doesn't have. And I bring, I think, an integrity that she has lost.
The Fraternal Order of Police certainly is no friend of Kim Fox, and I know they've supported you. But I've been thinking about the relationship between Fox and the FOP. What do you think the relationship between the state's attorney and the police department should be? I mean, should they always be in lockstep? Is it an adversarial relationship, or how do you see that working?
To me, Steve, it's this. The state's attorneys don't arrest people. They don't gather evidence to present for charges. That's what the police do. And it's only then that the state's attorney approves charges, monitors the defendant in a case through its proceedings at trial, and then hopefully gets a disposition by jury or bench with the judge deciding that's appropriate. So because the police are necessarily at the foundation of the criminal process, you cannot be at war with them. You do understand that when a police officer violates the law, whether it's by excessive force or in any other way, they have to be prosecuted. And what the office does is set up a division that essentially deals solely with public corruption and police misconduct. And those attorneys can handle that.
So the state's attorney should work with the police, obviously. I mean, that's clear. But they can also be a check on the police, or should be a check on the police.
That's where the judgment of maturity comes in. It's not as if there's only one kind of avenue that the state's attorney and as a prosecutor travels. They have to travel multiple paths. And those two paths, as you mentioned, are you've got to cooperate with the police, and then you've got to basically be a person that can charge bad police officers.
The FOP has given you $55,000 for your campaign. You know, she says you're the candidate of the FOP. How do you dispute that?
Well, the biggest donor to my campaign is myself and my family.
But with the FOP, I mean, are you too closely tied with them?
No, and the bottom line is they're supporting me, and I'm very grateful for that support. They're not the biggest supporter. I still will and can charge officers that violate the law. And if you will, every sitting state's attorney, except for Kim Fox, has been endorsed by the FOP when they ran for retention or for a second or third term.
Mm-hmm.
That's Anita Alvarez. That's Dick Devine. That's Jack O'Malley. So this whole idea that somehow the FOP or the police department has been separate from the state's attorney, they're not, and they're still monitored by the state's attorney. It's Kim Fox that, quite frankly, is the outlier.
So Fox, you know, when she came in, one of the things she wanted to do was too many people were in jail, she thought, and that too many people who couldn't afford to post bond were wallowing in jail instead of trying to lead a productive life. They were getting caught up in the system, and that was only leading to this sort of perpetual decline. And crime did go down for the first 3 years of her term. It's gone up this year. Of course, there have been some extenuating circumstances this year. What's your take on her view of that? Do you think that when she came into office, there were too many people waiting around in jail?
You know, this is obviously, and as you asked the question, it has many different parts. Let me start, first of all, by saying that the year that she compares herself with was a year where the number of homicides in Chicago was at 760. That was an increase of 50% more than not just the year before, but for the last 20 years. Now, she wants to take credit for all the homicides now having gone down in 2017, 2018, and 2019. But as the homicide rate in 2020 is skyrocketing to the level it was in 2016, somehow she's not responsible. And COVID does not place a gun to your head and shoot children and people on their porches and driving around. You can't explain this particular rise in homicides by pointing to things like COVID. Quite frankly, a lot of the homicides are in gang-related circumstances. She's done nothing to prosecute gangs. She hasn't gotten any special grand juries to go after their leadership. She hasn't used what are called the racketeering statute to basically take down, whole parts of the gang. She's basically lost more gun cases than she's won, and it's guns that protect these gangs. She's disbanded the narcotics unit, and it's drugs that fuel the gang's ability to basically fund themselves. Every step of the way, she's taken an act which doesn't make sense as a prosecutor.
So I want to circle back. There were a lot of petty criminals or people charged with petty crimes who were sitting in jail because they couldn't afford bail. It's sort of been a national movement to ease that. Do you agree with that movement, or do you think that's the wrong approach?
I would think that everybody who's in jail where you say there's $100 and has a bond that's set, those people shouldn't be in jail. However, when you place people outside of the jail and they're still waiting trial, you've got to monitor them. So what Kim Fox has done in her lack of experience and judgment is placed more than 3,500 defendants on electronic monitoring, and they're not being monitored. How many times have we seen in the paper that people who, are committing crimes and the one piece of jewelry they have on them is that electronic monitoring bracelet? You've got to have global positioning along with electronic monitoring. You've got to be able to know where people are when they're not in their house.
I don't want to, I hesitate to use the term defund police because it's not a good explanation it doesn't meet the definition. But, there also is a movement to reallocate resources away from traditional squad cars into more community activism and things like that. Forget that I said defund police. What do you think of sort of reconfiguring law enforcement in that way?
I'm in favor of every reform that makes the community safer. And reforms like having social workers or psychologists, when the calls come into the police where you have someone where it appears there are mental issues or where it appears that there's some sort of problem that can be diffused by having someone other than a police officer respond along with the police officer, absolutely. This is a situation where good prosecution and good enforcement of the law is also reasonable enforcement. So I'm in favor of that. And whatever money it takes to get those persons, part of the response team, God help us, get them part of it.
Pat O'Brien is a former state's attorney, assistant state's attorney. He's running for the top job against Kim Fox. As we said earlier, Kim Fox was scheduled to be on the program today, but there were some scheduling issues with her campaign, so we hope to hear her side tomorrow. Mr. O'Brien, thanks very much for joining us.
I appreciate that, and I hope that Kim Fox is responsive to your questions and gives you answers that you won't give in a debate. And Steve, thank you very much, and thank you to your listeners.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.